Time for a Stank Gang podcast and time to talk tennis with Scott Lynn. And there's some great things to talk about, particularly with the women's tennis. Based upon your success last year, you got a chance to participate in the National Indoor Championship this past week in Indianapolis. And I believe one of the things you told me on the last podcast, Scott, is we're not really built for indoor tennis. And then you go and you have a lot of success playing indoor tennis. So how did you get the team ready to play indoor tennis?
Well, first off, I want to thank the players from last year on the women's team because they're the ones that did the work that gave us the opportunity. It didn't have anything to do with the results this year. It had everything to do with last year's ranking, and they got us into the top seven in the nation, which either team, if they get top seven in the nation, they qualify for the national indoors the following year. So very thankful to all those players from last year's program that got us to that position and allowed our ladies from this year to show we can play some indoor tennis.
At a pretty high level.
We did okay. We spent a lot of time on doubles for the last 4 months, and then we did a lot of things that are more prone to happen indoors than outdoors. And so, yeah, the first 2 days, we competed really well. I think we ran into a buzzsaw, which Barry's done that to a few teams, so we've got to get better if we're going to continue to have success this year and maybe have an opportunity at the end.
What were a couple of those things that you talked about? You said things that happen indoors. What happens indoors that may not happen outdoors?
Well, there's nothing that can really take away from ball striking. So if you ball strike well, it's going to show up indoors for sure. If you can get offensive indoors, it's going to show up well because your defense is going to have to be better. You're going to have to be better in the corners. You're going to have to be better handling that mentally, be very clear. So there were some things indoors. They did Barry did a really good job in doubles. They do one thing with the back person in doubles that really can, if you're not closing off the net well enough, they'll hurt you. We saw a little bit of that at two doubles and one doubles. At three doubles, we never really got our teeth into the match, so there was no way to see if they could do that at three doubles. We had watched some of the semifinal match before, so we knew what they were going to do across the board. And then in singles, they're just really good offensively. They, if you put the ball in the middle of the court, they are going to run you into a corner, and they're going to keep doing it until you can neutralize them or you create offense first. And we did not do that on enough courts. We did it on courts one and two, so you saw by the scores we were in position at those two courts, and the other courts it was difficult. Five singles, we've got a really good freshman there, Camila Garcia, and she locks in and puts the extra work in, and she's got huge upside. And so there was some things on that court you could see that she was able to do indoors to neutralize that opponent from Barry. But again, they're a very good team, and credit to them and what they've done for the last 10 to 15 years.
It's a remarkable run they're right on, and it's not a misnomer to say they dominate Division II women's
right
tennis.
Right.
What separates them?
Well, not to go into the – well, I mean, they're honestly – before the match, they're super professional. During the match, they stick with a game plan really well. In singles, they all play pretty similar. They have strengths and weaknesses, as anybody does, but they play pretty similar. They stick with a game plan across the board. They do a really good job. They recruit fantastic. However they're able to get those players, they've got a tremendous, if you look at their roster and do some detail work in there, they've got some players. But outside of that, I mean, there were teams – we played a team in the quarterfinals that has players too.
Right, yeah.
So
Barry, I mean, the easy answer is they got really good players.
Right.
And there's got to be a little bit more to it because Midwestern State's got really good players.
Yeah, we got really good players. Nova Southeastern was able to beat them in the finals last year after losing a few times last year, two of them. They were able to beat them in the national championship match. No, they're a beatable team, but – They're not just talent. I think sometimes people get kind of caught up in that, their talent and what they did before they got there. You know, honestly, I think, you know, Avi did a really good job and their coaching staff did a really good job of sticking with a game plan for the entirety of the match. Unfortunately, we weren't able to put them in pressure situations. And I think if we can put them in pressure situations, then our best tennis comes out and they're forced to handle a situation maybe they don't handle a whole lot. And I think that was unfortunate that we couldn't do that on all nine in all nine matches. I think if we had, then we'd have put ourselves in a different position at the end of the match. We didn't do it well enough. We'll have to get better, but they're a very good program.
What does this success in Indianapolis do for your team going forward?
Hopefully it gets us used to being in those situations. You know, I think that the more times you're in those situations and you got people that are hungry, you know, Onda Ginga and Hannah Yip are out there hitting at 7 a.m. this morning. You know, required a day off yesterday. I told those ladies specifically, do not get on the tennis court. Take care of everything else in your life. But at 7 a.m., those two ladies are on the court because they're not satisfied.
I'm actually kind of surprised they weren't there at 12:01.
They might have been. Who knows? But the point is that when you have people that have that much ownership of their own game and they're willing to listen and they're mature and they take what you're doing, they take the responsibility of being a student-athlete at MSU and being a member of our program and all the wonderful things that come with that, you get results sooner or later if you do a good enough job recruiting. And I think we've done a good job recruiting. But I think that you, along with recruiting, comes that commitment of a student-athlete. And so, I'm excited. I think that hopefully all of our ladies look at that. I know I saw a couple of the other players that were doing voluntary work yesterday. I mean, it's not just those two. It takes a whole program to go forward. Because, you know, your sixth singles player gets as many points as your number one singles player. So it doesn't, you know, that match that everybody's kind of watching number one singles, but the number six singles, Sydney Williams, that played this weekend was every bit as valuable as Jessica Benzari.
So. Well, and that leads me to something else I was going to ask you about, because it seems like one of the strengths of your team is your depth. I mean, you're playing girls at 4, 5, and 6 that would be playing much higher on different teams at different schools.
Right, but I would say that's common for any team that's in the top 8 in the country. Everybody's got number ones. They got more than one number one. I mean, they've got multiple number ones. We played, you know, the match that Hannah played against North Georgia. I know the scoreboard looked lopsided, but the day before she beat the number two from Flagler to help clinch that match against them. I mean, she's a legit number one that Hannah beat at number two in the semis. So, yes, we've got more than one number one. That's a good thing, but there has to be more if we're going to get to the end.
It's interesting how you phrase that to me, because I'm just thinking in terms of the Lone Star Conference. Other LSC schools don't. There may be a couple here and there, I'm sure, that have depth, but yeah. It just seems like. But it's a fair point you make. Among the top 8, it's not that unusual to have that kind
of depth. Well, and I would say in the Lone Star Conference, there are multiple schools that have multiple number one players that we play in number one for different teams. It's a very good conference. I think we talked about it last year. The South Central region, you know, we had as many players or right at that same number as the South region had ranked nationally in singles. And in doubles this fall, the ITA Cup, we had like 5 teams there out of 16. So, I mean, it's a very good conference with a lot of good programs. And so we'll get tested, and we'll have to be really good during the spring during the spring season to build upon what happened at the National Indoors.
Your next event coming up is the UT Tyler Invitational, and you'll have both the men and women. And the men have been, I know they've been working, but they haven't played a duel since February 14th, so they're going to have to shake off a little rust maybe?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that what we showed against Harding, which was our last match, we played a scrimmage. But what we showed against Harding, and even in the scrimmage that we played, is that when we lose a couple players or I move the lineup around, and we're deeper than 6 guys on the men's side. We have lots of guys that can play singles. We've got to make sure our doubles is clean and ready to go, and they take a lot of pride in that. But in singles, I feel like we can go deep. And so, yeah, there'll be a little bit of rust, and I'll have to figure out, you know, which guys are ready to play when we get on the court on Friday. And, you know, yesterday we were back, and we took both assistant coaches and myself to Indianapolis, so the guys were on their own. So, you know, you find out a lot about their individual ownership of their game. And just like golf, tennis, you know, you can continue to improve without a team getting together all the time. You can continue to get better if you work at it and if you have self-discipline. So think that's kind of what we're finding out, or that is what we're finding out about our men's program, because I felt like, just like on the women's team, I don't feel like we're any more talented on the women's team than we are on the men's team. I don't see it nationally. Now, there are some other things that are more prominent on our women's team that's not on our men's team yet.
Intangibles.
Yeah, well, things that in tennis you have to have if you're going to win, not just how hard you can hit a ball or how well you can hit one shot. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into winning in tennis outside of your talent level, your athletic ability. And I think our ladies do a lot of those things that our men's team has to continue to get better at if they're going to have the same level of success or more.
Can you hit me with a couple of those?
I just think that, I mean, the ladies, there's less up and downs. You know, consistency is a weapon. And our ladies are consistent about the process. They're consistent about their level. They're consistent about their approach. They're consistent about their mindset between points. There's some things. I'm not saying that our guys aren't good at it. They wouldn't be ranked, you know, whatever we're ranked
in
nationally
the top
25, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wouldn't. We were good at it. But to make a run deep into the season or get to the national indoors, you've got to be really good at those things because everybody's really good at those things. And if you're just up and down, you're going to give away too many points in a match. And then you got to have some people in your program that absolutely believe they're going to finish. I mean, they're going to finish matches, and we're starting to get that. There's some guys that are coming into our program that I'm excited about because they're starting to finish matches, and that's a huge deal. Can we finish matches? Because I think Washburn was a, you know, the score didn't look good, but if you were there at the match, you're like, I mean, honestly, we're very close. And if we'd have been able to finish some matches, we'd have been in position to beat Washburn, and they're three in the country right now. So I don't really, that's probably the difference is, and you know, 7 a.m. is 7 a.m. Again, you know, I got two of our top three players out there on the court hitting balls, and nobody's telling them to go out there and hit, and they're not telling anybody about it. They're just out there. I'm going out there to clean courts, and they're out there. Yeah, we got matches to play, and they're not resting on what they did last weekend. They're moving forward, and that's a very mature move. And I think it's very similar to what probably Barry does all the time, is not rest on what we did in the past, but let's get ready for the next thing coming forward.
When you went to Indianapolis, was there a common trait amongst the teams that were there that separates these top teams, these top programs?
Well, again, they can line up top players throughout their lineup. There's one. I mean, Barry went all the way to six. The number six girl is a number one for 75-80% of the teams in the country, maybe more. That's part of it. They're professional. Between point routines are really good.
What, now, why is that? You've mentioned that a couple of times. Now, why is that so important?
What, professional or
well, professionalism between points you're talking about.
Well, it just allows your mind to get set for the next point. If you're dwelling on how well you did last point or what the score is in the match or what happened in the last point that wasn't good, you're not in the moment anymore. You've got other things, and at that level of tennis or just any at this level of tennis, whoever we play in conference, in region, just in Division II tennis, you're not going to play as well. And you're going to put yourself in a possible position to lose a point that you shouldn't have lost. And then if you lose a point, then it's only 4 points to win or lose a game. Not we don't have this, you know, deuce scoring anymore. So you got 4 points and you got to lock in for, it's at least 7 points. And
it's basically best of 7 points, right?
Right. And so you're not going to, you know, it's not about fitness. You can't take points off and go, okay, well, I'll go get them in the deuce. I'll get back to deuce, and yeah, that add point didn't work very well, so I'll reset it back to deuce. And you don't get that. You've lost the game. And so the focus that it takes, and I think that's what prepares a lot of college players for professional tennis, is the no-add scoring and the team situation where you're carrying more than you carry out there by yourself. Now, you may have to pay for your expenditures and not have a team around you, and you may have to feed yourself, but there are some other pressures that occur in college tennis that really allow you to actually enjoy professional tennis more from a standpoint of it takes a few less pressures away from you. But again, I think college tennis is a great vehicle to move players forward, and I feel like from a standpoint of you know, we're talking about between point routines and being professional, the ability to keep the mind still is huge if you're going to get to your best tennis, whatever your best tennis is.
Is the only way to do that is to play matches, or are there exercises or drills, mental exercises and drills that you can do to prepare you for that?
I think kind of how you handle your life. You know, are you professional about your life? Do you
not a big thing?
Yeah, I think that plays a factor. We can talk about leaving, you know, this invisible luggage when you walk out on the tennis court, leaving the invisible luggage on the side and coming out there and being locked into what you're doing. But if you're not taking care of your stuff off the court, sooner or later it's going to show up on the court, and that probably shows up between points and your ability to not be emotional and kind of stay locked into what you're doing. So, yeah, I mean, I think you can work on it outside of match play that's going to help you. I also think that, you know, the more confidence you have in your shots, the more belief that you have in yourself, then between point routines become easier to do because you don't let self-doubt play in. You don't let things play into your success. And so you got to work on that every day. I mean, whether that's improving a shot that you maybe is challenging for you, or that's getting more point play in so that you're confident, and maybe that's in practice just beating more people in practice so you get used to winning. You know, people get used to winning and people get used to losing. And I'm a big believer in that. And I think you got to challenge yourself to, I got to find a way to win today. And again, practice is a training area, so we're going to work on some things. But if we compete a lot, we'll compete today in practice. We'll compete tomorrow in practice before our match on Friday.
Let's real quickly, we're running out of time here, but let's hit on the UT Tyler Invitational. Yeah, the men and women playing Auburn, Montgomery, West Florida, West Alabama. What do we know about these programs? What are you hoping to see out of this event?
Well, I'm glad our men's team's playing tennis matches. We've played three so far that have counted. And then we're getting ready to play a lot. We're getting ready to play a lot of matches, which I'm excited.
They're going to come fast and furious here in March.
And all those teams are, their teams, a lot of them are from the Gulf South, I believe, and they're all usually in the top 25 in the country. I know West Florida right now, I think, is number two in the country, and they won the national indoors on the men's side. So on the women's side, same thing. We play two teams that are top 15 in the country, and usually West Florida, again, is usually in the top 25 somewhere on the women's side. So it's great competition. Hopefully our ladies did a great job of recovering. I'm sure our men's team got enough days off last week that they were able to recover from, you know, and be ready for this week coming up. And they know what's in front of them. And they've, you know, we got juniors and seniors in our program, a lot on the men's side, a lot of upperclassmen. So they're aware of what we're getting ready to get into, and they need to prepare themselves for the grind. And so I'm excited that we're going to be playing matches. Both teams are going to be playing matches. I think that sometimes that's the hard thing as a coach when you coach two programs, and you're, you know, one team gets to do this, just go to national indoor, and then you have to leave another team for a week. I think that's the challenge of getting two programs to be really, really good, is that as one program starts to excel, do you have the resources to allow the other program to continue to grow as well? And so a lot of that comes down to ownership. We have a lot of things that are great in our program. Hopefully play sites coming in soon. We've been working on that for about the last 8 months now. And so that should be happening pretty soon, which will help a lot with video analysis and those things. And we've got two great assistant coaches, Coach Vinny and Coach Shreya, do an outstanding job as graduate assistants, and very happy to have them in our program. And so I'm excited about this weekend. And then I know next weekend we get to play a ton of home matches, which we haven't played a home match yet.
I was going to say, finally, you get to the MSU Tennis Center on March 7th. Northwest Missouri State will be here.
And they're always good. They're always tough. Rosie does a great job with those programs. It's always a fun match to play. And so I'm excited that we got a lot of competitive matches coming up. And that's how there's only so much practice you can do. You got to play matches.
Well, we look forward to doing these podcasts throughout the course of the season. Congratulations on a great run at the National Indoor with the women. And good luck at the UT Tyler Invitational with both the men and women.
Right. Thank you, Pete. Go Stags.